Sophie Clark. Welcome and thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. Almond heavyweight Select Harvest is selling off two of its businesses to focus on core almond operations in northern Victoria. The sale of the Lucky and Sunsoul brands to New Zealand's ProLife Foods is due to be complete by the end of September. I caught up with Chief Executive Paul Thompson to hear more about the sale and the processing of this year's record crop.
We finished harvesting the crop and we're about 80% through processing the crop. And we've sold about 70% of it committed to delivered to both our internal facilities and also external customers.
Fantastic. Well underway. And I guess how much are we expecting overall in regards to volume? And is it up on last year?
So the volume this year will be 28,250 metric tonnes, up from 23,250 metric tonnes the previous year. We did make a major acquisition during the year, which did contribute to about 20% of that uplift. The other pleasing thing about that is that the almond price has moved up to, you know, prices around the $7.50 to $7.75 mark, which is a good relief from where it's been trading at 10-year lows for the last 12 months.
Certainly welcome news, that's for sure. There's obviously high demand, but has the pandemic been causing many issues in regards to getting the product out there?
Look, demand's been very strong, particularly in the China and India market, which are both probably more price-sensitive markets, while underlying demand in countries like Australia, the US and Europe have continued in the more developed parts of the world. Yeah, logistics has been challenging, certainly not as challenging as, say, the US growers. Moving crop out of California has been more challenging than that moving out of Australia. But, you know, it's just extending the supply chain. It's longer and it's more expensive.
And in regards to 2022, how are we progressing there?
Well, we just finished pollination, so all the, you know, 33,000 beehives are leaving our farms today in the next couple of weeks. You know, we had good crossover between varieties, particularly in Victoria and South Australia, probably not quite as strong in New South Wales. So we're very optimistic about producing a good crop again next year. And, you know, as you know, Southeast Australia has been a little damper than previous years, so water prices are more attractive and, you know, the soils are moist up and ready to go.
Great to finally see some good news for a change and, yeah, certainly, as you said, a very optimistic outlook. I understand a deal's been signed to sell the Lucky and Sunsoul brands. Talk me through this and I guess what it will mean.
Yes, we've agreed to sell the Lucky and Sunsoul brands to a New Zealand company, ProLife Foods, who's New Zealand's largest privately owned good-for-you company. You're probably more familiar with them. They do the Scoop and Weigh products in Coles. You know, for us, it's about enabling us to better focus our effort and resources on growing our almond base and focusing more on the value-adding of almonds. So when I talk about value-adding, we sell most of our almonds as almond kernels or almonds in shell, but we're adding value at our Carina West plant by taking almonds and turning them into pastes and sliced and diced and almond meal, and that's a good way of increasing our earnings.
Fantastic, Paul. Certainly a few changes and some good news out of that. I guess in regards to jobs, will there be any issues or losses there?
Yeah, there will be potential job losses in our Thomastown facility and potential job gains in our Carina West facility. You know, in general, jobs in regional Australia, it's pretty difficult to find labour at the moment, particularly with we operate on the border between New South Wales and Victoria and South Australia and Victoria. So we certainly have our challenges with moving labour and we literally operate on the river. So, yeah, we do have a few logistics issues, but the governments have been reasonably supportive in helping us to move people across the border.
That's Select Harvest Chief Executive Paul Thompson there. Thanks for listening to the National Rural News Close-Up Podcast. If you'd like to get in touch, you can email ruralnews@radio.9.com.au. I'm Sophie Clark. Have a great day.